So I'm just going to start this questionnaire off by saying, anytime anyone brings up anything Disney, done. I love Disney so much, so much. So baby kitten, well done. And I'm very jealous that you just got back from a trip at Disney, because I wish I was there. I love Disneyland so much. Okay, yes, beginning the questionnaire. What is your favorite Disney character and why? I think my favorite Disney character is probably Donald Duck. I mean, he has a really short temper and he doesn't wear pants and he loves a good sailor outfit. Plus, he makes me laugh. I mean, I always like, I don't know why, but I'm always drawn to characters who like seem like they're in a bad mood. It makes me laugh. Like, and the more miserable they are, the more I laugh. Like, he's always freaking out about dumb shit. Plus, he has the best cartoon. When the grill is on the loose, that's my favorite. That's probably not what you were hoping for, but it's the truth. Donald Duck for the win. Number two, if you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? Ugh, I wish. Probably gonna go with Belle, which I'm sure every girl is gonna go with, because she's a pale Caucasian brunette with brown eyes. She loves to read, and she enjoys emotionally unavailable men, I guess. Check, check, check. That's me. Haha, kidding. But not really. But I guess it would be okay. I would pick a mix of Belle and Mulan. Mostly because those are my favorite Disney movies. And I think that I like it when there's a strong female lead. And I won't lie, I do find myself identifying more with the stronger female leads. Like Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, they're all okay. Don't get me wrong. It's just they're very passive. I like the women who go against the grain and who don't just want to settle down and get married and who like adventure and who find men that challenge them in a lot of ways. I think Belle to me is the ultimate. Well, no. Mulan's pretty awesome. I mean, she goes off to war just for her family. Plus, she's close to their family, which I am. So that was my long meandering. It would be a Buman or Mel. Ha! That's pretty good, actually. Three, favorite Disney movie. Can't pick one. Tie between Beauty and the Beast and Mulan. I'm obsessed with Mulan. It's just so good. I feel like it's really underrated too. I feel like everyone, Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty, but no one ever really talks about Mulan, even though she was one of the most kick-ass people. Four. If you could have dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? Hands down, the genie from Aladdin. Number one. He's probably got a fuck ton of stories to tell. Number two. Maybe he could grant me some wishes. I'm just saying. Number three, he seems hysterical. I mean, you saw the impressions in the movie. I just feel like the entire dinner we'd be laughing and joking, and I would love it. Five, favorite Disney song? This is a mean question. You can't pick a favorite Disney song. That's not even possible. I'm gonna give you my top five, and I gotta think about it for a second. Obviously, something from Night Before Christmas. I'm gonna go with. What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack! This isn't fair! What's this? So that's What's This from Night Before Christmas. But to be fair, anything off that soundtrack, I will love. I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream from Sleeping Beauty. And yeah, I am gonna sing these because it's fucking Disney. So be prepared for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. Anyway, that is Be Prepared, and that's sung by Scar from The Lion King. So actually, I have some trivia on this because I never realized this until I think it was a Reddit post actually, is that Scar was voiced by Jeremy Irons, and halfway through his song Be Prepared, he lost his voice because I think he does like this one like, "You can't get a sniff without me," and his voice got really guttural, and so then someone else actually had to come in and finish that song for him. So if you listen to it, you can actually hear where the voice changes. It's Be prepared for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest. So, like at that point, that's another guy singing. And you can actually, if you actually listen to it with intent, you can hear the difference. There you see her, looking there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. So that is, I love that song, Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid. I love that song. Little Mermaid's another one of those ones where genuinely you could probably pick off any song from the soundtrack and I'd love it. But that's just the one that comes to mind. Just because it's so romantic. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be shy. Anyway, you get my point. And then the last one is When You Wish Upon a Star. Okay, that one I should not have ended on because I can't sing it. But it's the definitive Disney song. I mean, or actually, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. Oh, actually, maybe that one. Yeah, maybe, do you know what? Tie for that. So that was my top six, actually. I don't know. I like hopeful songs. They're nice. They're happy. The world is crummy enough. Six. If you've been to one of the Disney parks, oh, yes, I have. What was your favorite ride? Oh, I've been a bunch of times. Best ride for me, hands down, since I'm a morbid little fucker, is the Haunted Mansion. Like, come on. And at Christmas time, they do my Nightmare Before Christmas theme. It's spectacular. My dream is actually to get proposed to on that ride. I don't care if that's weird. It's my dream. You know when the ghost at the end, like you're sitting and then there's a ghost in between you? That would be the ultimate proposal time. Plus, then I'd be at Disney getting proposed to. Come on. And even if not proposed, that ride's fucking amazing. It's so good. I go on it at least, if I go to Disneyland, I go on that ride. I'm not going to tell you how many times because then you're going to lose a lot of respect for me. The other ride I really like is Pirates of the Caribbean. I love that ride. There's so much to see. And did you know that they've actually added a Jack in there from Pirates of the Caribbean, the movie? He's in it, which I thought was kind of funny tie-in. Seven, which Disney character do you not like at all? Ugh, probably the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland. Seriously, every time she's just the worst. She's not even a good villain. She's just a bitch. I don't know. And then her husband's such like a needling little worm. He's like, oh, da-da-da-dee. Like, nah, don't like him. And that's tied with Scar. Even though he has a great song, he's a piece of shit. Long live the king, he's whispering, and he drops his brother off the side into a herd of bison. What a fucker. So, yeah, I hate him. I hate both of them. My favorite Disney villain, Ursula, hands down. Come on. Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. Yeah, it's great. I don't know. She's just a funny, funny villain, and I always enjoy her. Even though as a kid, you know when she gets really big at the end and like takes down that ship? It scared the fuck out of me. Which Pixar movie made you cry the most? Oh, sorry, hiccup. I don't cry at children's movies. Ever. It's not a bad thing. I just don't. I think if I came close, it would probably be during those first 7 minutes of Up. But I don't know. It felt really emotionally exploitive. So, I don't know. I don't cry at them. I'm sorry. 10, do you think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? Things are never worth the hype. Do you know what I mean? You have to go in with low expectations, which is what I did. I didn't even know that Frozen had a lot of hype. I just rented it one time when I was sick. But I gotta be honest with you, I thought it was really well done. I liked it. I thought it felt like a Broadway musical, which I enjoy. So yeah, I liked it. Your favorite Pixar movie? Well, I'm going to say something that's rather polarizing, and this might be the part in the tape where you stop listening and then you block me because you think I'm a human piece of shit, but I don't enjoy Pixar movies. I never have, except for Toy Story. Toy Story was fucking amazing. Everything else, I hate. No, I shouldn't say I hate. I just couldn't care less. I just don't enjoy them. Unless with Shrek Pixar, because then I like Shrek. So, okay, I've liked two Pixar movies, and I'll pick Toy Story. But Pixar in general, I just don't enjoy. And I feel like I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. Everyone loves it. And I'm like, I don't get it. This stuff is boring. And I feel like it's really, like, it's treacly and it tries to play in your emotions, but in a really ham-fisted way. Again, I'm apologizing. You probably love them, whoever's listening to this, but nah, not my jam. Last question. Which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? Okay. Wowza. Well, I'm just gonna make the unpopular observation that aren't they all like fucking teenagers? Like, no thanks. Gross. Yeah, like when I think of them, like think of Eric. Think of the Beast. Wasn't the Beast 18? Like, gross. Nah. Okay, I'll go with the two that don't seem like children. They're the first two that pop to mind. So, Li Shang from Mulan, because he seems like a babe. Tall, strong, serious type. I can get behind that. Second, I feel like I'm gonna answer the same answer every girl's answered, which is Flynn Rider from Tangled. Because he has facial hair, which makes me think that he's hit puberty and he's not a teenager. Plus, who doesn't love a good sense of humor and a wicked smolder? It's the best. So those are my answers. Totally funding that quiz. I love Disney. Anyway, have a good rest of your day. Bye!